All right, everybody, welcome back to another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be talking about SLOs.
SLOs.
And this is all about SLOs in action,
Yeah.
tracking competency and mastery learning.
Yes.
And so, we always talk about education and how to measure student success, right?
Right.
And, we get stuck on these traditional metrics,
Yeah.
like enrollment, graduation rates.
Yeah.
But, are those really telling us the whole
Yeah,
story?
I don't think so.
No. There's got to be a better way to figure out if students are actually learning and mastering,
Yeah, absolutely.
the skills they need.
Yeah,
And that's where these SLOs come in.
that's right.
So for our listeners who might not be total experts on this,
Yeah.
can you give us a quick rundown of what an SLO actually is?
Sure. So SLO stands for Student Learning Outcome.
Okay.
And it really represents a shift, I think, in how we think about education.
Okay.
So instead of just, like you were saying, focusing on whether a student sat in a seat,
Ah.
or crossed the stage at graduation,
Right.
SLOs help us to look at if they've actually, mastered the skills and knowledge that they
Right.
need to thrive.
I love that. So it's not just about showing up.
Right.
It's about actually learning something,
Exactly.
which seems kind of important in education.
Kind of.
So there's this phrase in the material that really stood out to me, and it talks about shifting the focus from abstract concepts and theoretical knowledge, right,
Yeah.
to these concrete skills and competencies
Right.
that students can actually master and show off.
Yes.
What does that actually look like in practice? How do we bridge that gap?
Yeah. I think it's a great question. I think the best way to think about it is, you wouldn't judge a chef, right, based on how many cooking classes they took.
Yeah.
You'd want to see them actually prepare a meal.
Right.
And so SLOs are kind of like that recipe for success.
Okay.
They lay out the clear, measurable goals that show what a student should be able to do.
Right.
With the knowledge that they've gained.
So can you give me like a concrete example?
Sure. So let's say, for example, you're in a history class.
Okay. Yeah.
So, traditionally, you might be tested on names and dates,
Right.
memorization. But with an SLO,
Yeah.
it might focus on your ability to, let's say, analyze primary sources
Ooh.
or construct a historical argument that's
Okay.
well supported.
So it's more about like critical thinking,
Absolutely.
application of the knowledge,
Yeah.
not just spitting back facts.
Right. And it's something they can take beyond the classroom, too.
Right. Because like who's gonna walk up to you on the street and be like, what year is the War of 1812?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. No one.
No, but they might ask you to look at a situation and kind of
Finalize it.
figure out what's going on.
Right.
Make a judgment.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
So then the source material also talks about this idea of observable and measurable student progress. Yes.
And
Yeah.
that's something that, is super important when we're talking about assessment.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit more about
Yeah.
how that observability and measurability really changes things up?
Yeah, I think it's huge because traditionally,
Yeah.
you might have like a subjective evaluation,
That.
right? Or maybe just like a traditional test,
Right.
which, it's not bad, but it doesn't really give you the whole picture. When you're talking about observable, measurable outcomes, it's like,
You can see it.
you can see it. It's
Yeah.
tangible.
It is tangible.
And it empowers both, I think, the educator and the student
Right.
because the teacher can then adjust instruction
Right.
based on that feedback.
Yeah, based on what they're actually seeing, not just a gut feeling.
Yeah.
And then the student can see their progress too, right?
Absolutely. And that's incredibly motivating, I think.
Yeah, you're actually moving forward.
Yeah. You're actually moving towards a goal.
So I think that brings up a really interesting question. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this.
Yeah.
What's the difference, do you think,
Yeah.
between simply knowing something
Okay. Yeah.
versus actually mastering a skill?
No, that's a good question. I think it's like the difference between reading about riding a bike,
Yeah.
and actually getting on one and pedaling. Like
Yeah.
you can have all the theoretical knowledge in the world, but until you apply it, it's not really mastered. So I
Right.
think SLOs bridge that gap, right?
Yeah.
Where students are not only understanding the concepts, but they're able to actually demonstrate them.
They can do it. It's
Yes.
you can read a book about swimming,
Right.
but until you get in the water,
You're not swimming.
you're not swimming.
Yeah.
You might drown.
Right.
Hopefully not. But that's, I think that's a really helpful way to think about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, for our listeners out there, who might be educators, I want to ask you, like, what are some skills?
Yeah.
You know, maybe thinking outside of the classroom for a second.
Sure.
What are some skills that you think are just essential?
Yeah.
Like, no matter what path you're on in life.
I think regardless of your field, skills like critical thinking, problem solving, communication, collaboration, these are all essential, right?
Yeah.
Because they give you the foundation for navigating, you know,
life, or it's complex,
this crazy, ever-changing world.
Yeah.
And so what's exciting about SLOs is that they can be tailored to, you know,
yeah,
assess and nurture these transferable skills.
So it's not just about, like, that subject-specific knowledge.
Right?
It's about, like, giving students the tools.
Absolutely.
That they need to just, like, be successful humans.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
So let's do a quick recap for our listeners before we wrap up here.
Right.
We've been talking about SLOs.
Right.
Which are student learning outcomes.
Yeah.
And they provide us with this framework.
Yes.
For measuring competency.
Uh-huh.
And mastery learning.
Yeah.
And it's shifting the focus.
Yes.
Away from those traditional metrics,
yeah,
like enrollment and graduation rates,
uh-huh,
to these demonstrable skills and knowledge.
Absolutely.
So it's not just about checking boxes.
Right.
It's about making sure that students are actually equipped,
yeah,
to apply what they've learned,
uh-huh,
in the real world.
Yes.
And I think that leads us to like a really important question, right?
Yeah.
That I hope our listeners will think about. So how might this shift, you know,
yeah,
towards competency-based learning,
uh-huh,
using these SLOs, revolutionize,
yeah,
the future of education and career paths?
That's a big question.
It is a big question.
You know, if we're no longer just measuring seat time, but we're measuring, like, actual skills,
yeah,
and competencies,
yeah,
how could that change the way we think about degrees?
Oh, interesting.
Hiring practices.
Wow.
Lifelong learning.
Yeah. It's a whole new world. Potentially.
It is.
So much to think about there.
Absolutely.
We've only just scratched the surface, folks.
Yeah.
But hopefully this has given you a good starting point.
A jumping off point.
Yeah, a jumping off point.
For sure.
To explore this really important topic.
Yeah.
So thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.
See you later.